Hello, and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell a ton of games, but I do like to talk about them. We sell game stuff, though. And this week we have some new downloads for you to talk about, and I did not finish putting all of my notes in here. So I'm clearly very well prepared. That's why you take business trips on a Thursday, because things don't get done. PlayStation 4 downloads include Dynamite Fishing, World Games, EA Sports, NBA Live 16, Journey Collector's Edition, NBA 2K16, Prismatic Solid, Samurai Warriors 4 2, I think that's correct, Thief Town, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5, and Toto Temple Deluxe, I think. Arcade classics include Shusei Uzumo, I think, and Karate Champ. PlayStation 3 also added NBA 2K16 and Samurai Warriors 4 2, as well as the PS1 classic Mega Man Legends. That was one of the first 3D Mega Man games, where on the cover he doesn't have his helmet because sacrilege. The Vita added Persona 4 Dancing All Night, NBA 2K16, and Samurai Warriors 4 2. I also believe I read a blurb somewhere saying Sony was not planning on doing a new iteration of the portable or Vita hardware, which I hope was misunderstanding. I never got a Vita myself, I have the original PSP. But it's neat hardware, the games are hard to find, they're really hard to come by. Anyway, I gotta pause and finish my notes, so let's finish writing the show for you. Okay, so next we have the Xbox One. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5 is joined by NBA Live 16 and NBA 2K16, while the Wii U has Freedom Planet, Toto Temple Deluxe, The Rivers of Alice Extended Edition, Pump BMX Plus, Gemology, and Voxel Maker, which sounds compelling, combined with the NES classic River City Ransom. The Nintendo 3DS added Chronus Arc and not much else. I'm a little ashamed and disgusted by the lack of streak passing I'm getting lately with my 2DS I carry around with me almost everywhere I go. I don't get as much as I used to. It used to be you go out to lunch, you get one or two. Go on a business trip, you get a dozen or more. I'm getting like three or zero at most places I go. Come on, man, bring out your 3DS some more. I gotta get some more of that delightful Find Me 2 fighting action on, because there's no more puzzle pieces to get, unfortunately, in Puzzle Swap, but what are you going to do? On sale at Entertainment Earth. Get some accessories in the Body Vibe sale for 1 week only. Body Vibe gear will be buy one, get one 40% off until Tuesday. Wallets, cufflinks, jewelry from Star Wars, Doctor Who, Sons of Anarchy, Marvel, Batman, and more can be yours if you buy it now. Otherwise, you will be paying full price. So before Tuesday night, go to entertainmentearth.com, click on the Body Vibe banner, and get yourself something cool. Or someone else. Just buy something. And while you're buying something, we added some new arrivals and pre-orders to the site. You received a Pac-Man colorful ghost light, an 8-bit sword multi-tool that is like an army knife from certain countries. We also put up a pre-order for a Mortal Kombat Scorpion bottle opener, which is pretty sweet. Amongst many other items. Marvel stuff, Zelda stuff, you name it, we are maybe adding it. I don't want to say we're definitely adding it. We might be adding it. I also got me Super Mario Maker, and I'm continuing to enjoy that. So if you have a Wii U, and you have access to some Amiibos and Super Mario Maker, you are going to be in for a good time. I should probably post my like level stuff somewhere for you guys to find. But you can always look up the username Adam16bit and probably find me on there if you're interested in such things. You probably aren't, though. But if you are, I don't seem to make levels that people like, even though I thought they were supposed to be easy. The completion rate isn't exactly great, so maybe they're just boring. Eh, well. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow me on here, because I'm not on Twitter, but someone else does our Twitter at EntEarth, and someone else does our Facebook on Entertainment Earth, and we have a blog at news.entertainmentearth.com. They're all great. And it's a great way to kill time while you're at work, so check those out. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.